Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer with TechTarget Storage Sites. Joining me today to discuss the future of NAND flash in the enterprise is Jim Handy, General Director of Objective Analysis. Jim, do you think flash drives will ever become cheaper than hard disk drives on a cost per gigabyte basis?
We've been talking, Carol, for a long time about that at Objective Analysis. It seems that historic trends have proven that there's always going to be a 10-to-1 gap between the two of them. And although a lot of people have projected out trend charts that show them crossing over, these charts, when you put them on a semi-log scale, which is what we tend to do, where it shows steady growth as a straight line, it shows two parallel lines, one for NAND flash and one for hard disk drive and what their cost per gigabyte is. There has been some talk about how hard drives have reached some kind of a plateau and they can't cram any more bits in. But there are a number of technologies, some that are being introduced today, like helium and shingled write, and some that will be introduced in the not-too-distant future, especially what's called heat-assisted magnetic recording, HAMR. Those will continue to push hard drive price per gigabyte down, probably as rapidly, if not more rapidly, than NAND flash. So we're expecting for that 10-to-1 price ratio to last for a long time.
Is the future of NAND flash for enterprise use two-dimensional or three-dimensional?
Enterprise really tends to follow what happens in the client space. So we saw enterprise drives move to MLC flash only a couple of years after the first MLC client drives came out. We're expecting to see 3D be used in the enterprise, maybe a little bit later than planar NAND. But to tell the truth, it seems like the enterprise is catching up and is actually adopting technologies nearly as fast as they are in the client area. 3D is the only way to get costs out of NAND flash in the future. So if you were to check back with me in 2 years, we probably would see very serious 3D penetration in both enterprise and client drives. And probably by 5 years, there will be no such thing as planar solid state drives.
What are the pros and cons of 3D NAND flash?
The only con to 3D NAND flash today is that it is very difficult to master. And this is something that the manufacturers will get over. They always do. They find some new process that when they first start making it is just atrociously difficult. And then at some point or another, they have an aha moment where they learn how to make the process work. And after that, then they just go into mass production and it's never a problem again. We need that aha moment for 3D NAND because even though Samsung is making a lot of 3D NAND right now, they're not really making it cost effectively or efficiently. Other manufacturers also need to get to that point. So, you know, that's the only detractor. The benefits are great. It was designed originally to get the costs out, so costs will reduce. But also, one of those is strange little side benefits of 3D NAND is that most of them use a charge trap, and charge traps take less time to program and take less energy to program. And so 3D NAND flash is actually faster than planar NAND flash, and it consumes less power to do writes.
What are the main challenges associated with 2D or planar NAND moving forward?
The big problem is the number of transistors that are available to store a bit of information. Two ways that the price has been worked out of planar NAND is to go the standard semiconductor shrinking way, which is what Moore's Law actually was based on. It's getting more transistors onto a certain size die so you can get the cost down just by getting more for the same cost. And that reduces the size of the floating gate on the NAND flash bit, which I won't go into what that all is, but it's just if you've got a smaller area, you can store fewer electrons. The other way that costs have been worked out is by storing increasing numbers of bits per cell. So we've gone from single bit or single level cell SLC to multi-level cell, which is today taken to mean just 2 bits on the cell, and then to what technologists call 3-bit multi-level cell, but most people call TLC, triple level cell, and that's storing 3 bits on a cell. Basically, you can get your bits for 1/3 the cost if you're storing 3 of them on a cell than if you're just storing 1 on a cell. But each time you do that, then the number of electrons between one bit and the next shrinks. So with TLC, if you can only store a few thousand electrons on a cell, you could use those few thousand electrons in SLC to show a 1 or a 0. You could use 1/4 that much for MLC, the 2-bit MLC, because you'd be storing 4 levels on the cell to indicate 2 bits. And with TLC, you're actually storing 8 levels on the cell. And so you only get 1/8 as many electrons to indicate whether it's a 1 or a 0. You get down to a point where there are just not enough electrons. And so that's the real problem that's keeping NAND flash from shrinking much below 15 nanometers. And that's what's driving 3D to become the next generation of cost reductions in NAND flash.
Should enterprise users concern themselves with the type of NAND flash when they buy storage systems?
Enterprise users do tend to focus on what's in there, and they look askance at new technologies. But what tends to happen is that the controller technology for any SSD develops to the point where it masks any issues or differences between the new technology and the old technology. I'm fully expecting to see that happen with 3D NAND. But what's interesting is, as I mentioned before, 3D NAND technically is an easier technology to deal with. It also has larger gates, which is another benefit that I didn't highlight before. That means that the error correction is not as difficult of a task in 3D NAND flash as it is in planar NAND. And so because of that, the controllers for 3D NAND actually don't have to work as hard as controllers for, say, TLC, planar NAND. And so because of that, I would expect enterprise controllers to very rapidly develop to take advantage of 3D NAND, and that the enterprise users will never really have to worry about making the change from planar NAND to 3D NAND.
What are your long-term predictions for NAND flash? How long do you think it'll be around?
Well, I've always been an advocate from the demand side of NAND flash playing a much larger role in computing. We see reasons to believe that computers in the future will combine DRAM, NAND flash, and hard disk drives. And with the advent of technologies like the Intel Micron 3D crosspoint memory, there will probably be another memory layer in there so that it could go DRAM to 3D crosspoint to NAND flash to hard drives. But whatever happens, NAND flash will end up in all computers just because of the fact that it gives a better cost performance trade-off than DRAM does. Is actually more of a threat to DRAM than it is to hard disk drives because of the fact that it improves performance without having to add DRAM. Now, SSDs are not the optimal way to add flash to a computer. They actually slow the flash down considerably. And accessing the flash the way that you access the SSD, that software also needs to be optimized to work. So I would expect to see computing architecture move to a model where NAND flash is not put behind an SSD interface, but it actually could be on the PCI bus, but I would expect it to be maybe even on a faster bus like the ONFI bus that Intel tried to put onto PCs back in 2009. That will probably come of age. And when it does, then that will become a very large use of NAND flash, is just in general computing applications. As far as the technology and manufacturing it, it used to be that people thought that NAND flash would go through 3 generations of 3 dimensions, and then nobody would be able to make anything any beyond that because the trenches that would have to be dug into the multiple layers would end up being too narrow and too deep to manage in a fab. At the last Flash Memory Summit, I was chairing a panel of advanced 3D NAND researchers from NAND flash manufacturers, Hynix and Micron, from Applied Materials. And what we ended up hearing on that panel from the gentleman from Hynix was that 3D NAND can be made a whole lot higher in stacks then this limitation that was previously thought to be a barrier to the technology, because what you can do is you can build a 3D NAND stack and finish it up, and then build another 3D NAND stack on top of that and finish that one up. And you could continue to do that for dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of layers. So that indicates that 3D NAND flash is probably going to be with us for 20 years or longer.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your taking the time to speak with me about the future of NAND flash in the enterprise.